Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, 22 till 9 o'clock. Our look at the City of Houghton and things going on, brought to you each week by the City of Houghton. And Susie Lander's not available this morning, so Bubba McGowan joins me. Hi, Bubba.
Good morning. Good morning.
Get right on that mic if you would.
Get right on the mic. Yes. Is that better?
That is much better.
Excellent.
That's much better. See, we've got a special event coming up at the Carnegie Museum on Saturday.
Yeah, Dave Bazot and the Maple Sugar Folk are doing French-Canadian songs. And it's a good experience for people to see the Carnegie Museum. Things have happened there so much in the past 5 years. You know,
yeah, if you haven't been there for the last several years, it's a much evolved place.
Right, and music-wise, Dave Bazot and that whole group of people are so amazing. I mean, if you most people think about Dave Bazot as that man that plays the organ at funerals and weddings, but
yeah.
You know, he has a lot more talent than that. It's
yeah, well, I'm happy to say I've never heard Dave Bazot play the organ at a funeral or a wedding.
Really?
But I've certainly had him play, heard him play various instruments, keyboards especially, in a lot of places.
Right.
And Maple Sugar Folk, they kind of specialize in the French-Canadian songs.
Right,
from that heritage that gave us the Chassel area and Lake Linden.
Chassel and Lake Linden, right.
So they're very, very good, and they're very interactive. There'll be a lot of kind of a call and response kind of thing,
and people having fun. And it's great for kids too. Kids can bring your kids there and have your kids will probably get to play an instrument.
And this is all coming up because they are opening up a museum exhibit. This is a traveling exhibit from the Beaumier Heritage Center at Northern Michigan University.
Exactly.
It's about the long history of the Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival in Marquette.
Right.
Which lots of people go to, except me.
Except you, because you go to Aura.
Yeah, it's Aura's always the same weekend. Mm-hmm. It drives me a little nuts, I got to tell you.
Aura's
to
got a lot of history, though, you know.
Yeah.
Don't want to take away from Aura.
Nope. And Aura's a great event, and I love playing there, and I love being involved with the Aura Jamboree, but I don't get to go to the Hiawatha, so I guess I'm going to have to go to this exhibit to see what it's all about, huh?
Right. And it'll be on opening at 1:30 on Saturday is when they're going to start playing some music and having fun at the Carnegie.
Yeah, the doors open at 1:30 for this reception, and Dave Bazot and Maple Sugar Folk will be doing a bit of a workshop on traditional French-Canadian songs. I think they're scheduled to perform actually at 2:30.
Right. The workshop begins at 1:30, and at 2:30 they'll start, but it'll be fun the whole time.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
And check out the museum. If you've ever been to the old, what used to be downstairs, the old children's library, that's all redone into like a conference music center.
Yeah.
It's amazing, from different grants from UPCO and other organizations. That whole part has been renovated.
Yes. Yeah, the community room downstairs used to be where the kids' room was.
Right, was the kids' library, right. And it's come a long way. The whole saving that building was a great challenge, but it's...
Oh, certainly worth it.
Right, and especially for all the tours and stuff like that the people have had, and the events that have gone through, the trolley tours, which we have every, we sell out every year.
Yeah.
And we had this year we had a whole bunch of lectures, and you couldn't even get into the building. The seats were, people had to be turned down.
They were interesting.
Right. You know, Bill Rose did some spectacular lectures, and other people came. Local people were giving lectures about history of the area, about geology and just the history of different parts of the area. And it was amazing how many people came, because of a relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's not like going to a big conference center and you're stuck in a corner. You're down in a relaxed, the kids' music, the kids' part of the library, and you're listening and learning stuff. And it's fun. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Everybody.
They were great programs. Of course, there are other exhibits that are ongoing at the museum as well, not just this one exhibit that will be opening on Saturday.
Right.
So there's always a lot to see, and they have a lot of activities, things to do as well.
Yeah, so. If have visitors come to town, you have that, and you also have the D Stadium opening up, that history museum there. And it's amazing sometimes you send somebody down for the history museum, and they come back and they said, "You didn't tell me about the hockey, what they have about the history of hockey down there." I'm like, "Oh, I forgot all about that."
Yeah.
Different things people can do in Houghton is amazing. It's right downtown.
And the heritage of this area is so rich.
Right, and pretty soon they'll be downstairs of the Carnegie. I'd call it the library, but history.
I know. Those habits are hard to break. I still call it the Carnegie Library every once in a while.
But there'll be a permanent exhibition about the history of Houghton, how it progressed over the years, all around the walls there, which they're working on right now. We haven't decided exactly when it'll be done yet, but it's an ongoing process. And a bunch of the high school kids are working on that. So, you know, it's local talent is being used to make these things and stuff like that. So it's about local pride.
I know a lot of people who enjoy history and that kind of pursuit. Is there room for more volunteers to help out at the library?
There's always, Elise is always looking for more volunteers to help her. Yes.
So if you wanted to offer your time or your talents, or maybe you have some things that you think might contribute to a nice exhibit, how do you pursue that?
Well, you go and see Elise, or, you know, the easiest thing is just go to History of Houghton and get with Elise and stuff like that, and contact her. We don't collect stuff. It's not a collection of stuff. That's what the Houghton Historical Society does. You know, we don't collect them. We have an exhibit that comes in and goes, and we build an exhibit and it goes.
Yeah, but if I had something, maybe some family history or something that could be turned into an exhibit,
right.
That might be something of value, or might be able to be combined with some other idea that has already been proposed.
Right.
No. Yeah, just get involved. Go to the City of Houghton website and click on the links that'll bring you to the museum. The museum also has a Facebook page, as I recall.
Yes, it does.
You can check there or just stop in at the museum when it's open. When is it open?
It's open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
So,
12. But also this summer, Bill Spruill will be doing a trolley tour of the history of hockey.
Oh,
he's writing a book, and he's fantastic. You know, so that will be in July. We'll be having that trolley tour.
You may have to do two or three of those. That's going to sell out.
Yeah, every year our trolley tours have sold out.
Yeah, you may have to set up encore presentations of that one.
Right.
So anyways, check out what's going on. The Hiawatha Festival exhibit opening this Saturday at the Carnegie Museum. It will be up until June 27th. Basically the history of the Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival over in the Marquette area. And 1:30, the reception begins on Saturday, and Dave Bizot and Maple Sugar Folk presenting a workshop and then a performance of some wonderful French-Canadian heritage songs, which I know will get you involved as the audience. This is not something where you just sit quietly.
Right. And bring the kids, because that whole thing is oriented for not just mature people, but it's also for children. You know, it's multi-talented. You know, the kids will just love it.
So what else is going on?
Well, what else is going on? City of Houghton's going forward. The side of it will be going down at the Kestner Park on Monday. If you haven't had time to go out and see what's happening at the Kestner Park, it's definitely getting cleaned up.
Well, that's good. It's been a long time since we paid a lot of attention to Chutes and Ladders there.
Right.
I was surprised how old that is when you really start thinking about how long that's been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's also down by Bridgeview Park, there's a boat launching for your catamarans. That'll be going in the water on Monday also.
Uh-huh.
So it makes it a lot easier if you want to bring your catamaran down to downtown Houghton. Go right down there by Bridgeview Park, and there'll be a launch right there for you to make it a little easier, a little safer.
Take your catamaran out, do a little sailing on Portage Lake.
No, I've said not catamaran, kayak.
Kayak, okay. Yeah, I thought, you know, I don't see a lot of catamarans sailing on Portage Lake, but
it's been a rough day.
I grew up on the water. I know what a catamaran is.
And a trimaran, yes.
Yeah.
And a sloop. Yeah. And
I've sailed catamarans before.
A little Hobie catch, yes.
Many years ago, I was into that kind of thing. But we're actually talking more about
the kayaks. And the paddle boards and stuff like that. Yeah, right there at Bridgeview Park, you know. Enjoy the waterway and stuff like that. We're really pushing the City of Houghton, making the waterway more friendly to people, our local people, and also to tourists. You know, to use the waterway. Just, you know, it's one of our hidden treasures.
If you have a catamaran, you can still bring it.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, matter of fact, to launch that, you go down to the East Houghton Park, and there is a slip all set out for launching sailboats, yes.
All right. Hey, Bubba, thank you for stopping by this morning.
Yep.
Bubba McGowan from the City of Houghton here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.